Monkey Helpers.
Helping Hands is a non-profit organisation that breeds, raises and trains capuchin monkeys to provide daily assistance to people living with spinal cord injuries. Capuchin monkeys are native to Central and South America, but all the monkeys used by Helping Hands are born and raised in the United States. This species is quite small, weighing about 6 to 10 pounds and reaching a height of 15 inches. Their lifespan of 30 to 40 years allows them long careers as assistance animals. Because they're intelligent, adaptable and sociable, they make perfect partners to humans, lending a hand and offering companionship. In the same way as guide dogs provide eyes to the blind, Helping Hands monkeys provide hands to individuals with physical disabilities, more specifically, those who are quadriplegic. These people are paralysed from the neck down as a result of an accident, injury or disease. The monkeys are specially bred at Southwick Zoo in Massachusetts. At the age of 5 to 10 years, they are taken into foster homes to get used to living side by side with humans. After this, they enter Monkey College in Boston when they are between 12 and 18 years old and embark on their training in earnest. During the training process, which lasts 3 to 4 years, each monkey masters simple everyday activities, such as helping with the use of telephones, opening a bottle and setting up a drink of water, scratching an itch and picking up a dropped object. Throughout their training, monkeys are encouraged to complete tasks and are awarded with praise, affection and small treats. The trainers, who sit in wheelchairs for training purposes, never threaten to use physical force. Laser pointers and simple words are the main means of guiding monkeys to carry out their tasks. As the monkeys progress through the 4 distinct stages of their schooling, the training rooms gradually begin to resemble a home environment. They progress from environments with little or no distractions to rooms that contain distractions, equipment and everyday objects. Before they graduate, monkeys become skilled at working appliances such as refrigerators, music centres, televisions, DVD players and computers. After graduation, they enter the placement program. The first stage is the new placement. In order to place a monkey with a disabled person, this person has to go through a thorough assessment process before staff members can recommend a particular monkey. Once they have suggested a match, the placement team arranges a week's training in the recipient's home. When a person decides to adopt a monkey helper, it is the beginning of a lifelong partnership. The first year is a critical stage when monkey and human partner learn about each other's abilities and build a relationship of trust and understanding. During this period, Helping Hands staff support recipients. At first daily, then weekly, they advise recipients whenever they need to ask about the monkey's diet, health and behaviour. Once the first year is complete, the second stage of the process, the Active Placement Programme, gets underway. Staff continue to monitor the partnership. They promise to offer support to both monkey and human partners. As the monkeys still belong to Helping Hands, the organisation continues to be responsible for their welfare and reminds all its clients that it provides around-the-clock emergency phone support. Helping Hands is able to provide these specially trained service animals and their lifetime support, including all their training, food and equipment, free of charge. This is only possible because of the generosity of donors, and they ask people to help them by giving whatever they can afford. When people offer to help, they are supporting Helping Hands in their promise to give a little more independence to those in great need. In 1998, Helping Hands launched an educational program designed to raise awareness among young people of the issues surrounding spinal cord injury. The program tries to persuade young people not to take risks that could result in such injuries, as well as asking them to consider the challenges that people suffering from such disabilities face.